It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday Flashback, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, we got another list in honor of their 100th year. Celebrating it pretty much all year, the Grand Ole Opry. Ooh, they got a new mic stand, by the way. It's only the third new mic stand they've ever had. That's right there at the front of the stage.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all rhinestone-ed up. Somebody bedazzled it. But in honor of that, they are releasing the 100 best country songs chosen by presumably their fans. But they've already released songs from the 70s, the 80s, and now we have the 90s edition of the best, according to the Grand Ole Opry, songs of the 90s. They say it's in no particular order, but they number them.
Okay.
Which is confusing to me.
I don't know. That's on.
And that instantly ranks them. And it does seem to make sense the higher you go. Nonetheless, we will read that throughout. We'll start with number 15. The best 90s songs according to the Grand Ole Opry. That would be Independence Day by Martina McBride. 14, Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson. Does He Love You? Reba McEntire, Linda Davis at 13. Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby at 12.
Yeah.
The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Reba at 11. Brooks and Dunn's Boot Scootin' Boogie cracks top 10. I Cross My Heart, George Strait. And that is the only George song they have, at least in the top 17 provided. He's not an Opry member, by the way. Famously
Whoa.
On that. I'm just saying.
Is that a choice?
Garth Brooks, The Dance. Love Can Build a Bridge by the Judds at number 5. When I Hear Your Name, underrated by Vince Gill, at number 4. She's in Love with the Boy, Trisha Yearwood, 3. Fancy by Reba at 2. And according to the Grand Ole Opry, greatest songs of the 90s. Unranked, but they put it at number 1.
Okay.
Garth.
Here we go.
Blame it all on the roots.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in...